Sorting Out the Madoff Case.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Today's a big day for the Bernard Madoff fraud case. A federal judge in Manhattan will look at several key issues, and Madoff is supposed to submit a list of his assets to the Securities and Exchange Commission. That should give us an idea of how much money will be available for the victims of his Ponzi scheme. Some of those investors are suing their hedge funds for channeling their money to Madoff. This could all end up with more regulation of hedge funds. To say that industry has been the Wild West is an understatement. At least there was a sheriff in town back then. Here's Stacey Vanek Smith.
Hedge funds are known for making big money, taking big risks, and having almost no rules to follow. Why the lack of regulation? Well, it costs millions to invest in a hedge fund, so those investors are seen as sophisticated and not in need of regulatory protection. But securities attorney Lance Kimmel says that's just not the case.
We're talking about pension money, 401k managed money. If that fund is CalPERS, the public at large is an investor in that hedge fund.
Congress will hold a hearing next week to look at the Madoff scandal. Kimmel says the likely conclusion is that Madoff took advantage of a lack of regulation.
I think that may have been a critical element that allowed someone like Madoff to get away with it for so long.
Earlier this year, the hedge fund industry held an estimated $2 trillion in assets. Because hedge funds typically borrow so much to finance investments, they've been hit especially hard by the economic crisis. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
In the last few hours of trading, European shares are up about 1%. The Asian markets closed mixed today. The Dow is at 86.68 on the last day of the year. It gained 184 points yesterday, about 1%. The NASDAQ was closer to 3%, 40 points, and the S&P 500 gained 21 to 890. They're just about to pop the bubbly in New Zealand. It's 7 minutes to midnight. But I'm guessing most people are drinking the cheap stuff. Champagne sales are way down in this economy. Jean-Luc Renault has more.
Los Angeles wine retailer Jim Knight says far fewer customers are buying champagne these days.
Champagne sales in dollar sales were down 33%, which was a lot more than what the overall store was down.
Demand for bubbly has gone flat as many consumers cut back on luxury items. Trade group Champagne USA reports stateside shipments fell by 17% this year. That's the first time the number has dropped in 5 years. But that's good news for people whose champagne tastes remain intact. Tom Perko is president of the consulting firm Bevmark. He says steep discounts on unsold champagne have touched off a buyer's market.
I've probably bought 4 or 5 cases of champagne within the past 2 weeks because the deals are irresistible.
Now there's something worth toasting this New Year's Eve. In Los Angeles, I'm Jean-Luc Renault for Marketplace.
People who have Time Warner Cable could lose, about 20 channels at midnight tonight. The company that owns MTV, Comedy Central, Nickelodeon, and a few others wants more money from Time Warner. Viacom says Americans spend a fifth of their time watching Viacom channels, but its fees are only 3% of the Time Warner Cable bill. Time Warner says Viacom wants up to 36% more per channel, and that customers would have to pay more.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
Instead of looking back on 2008, we're looking forward to 2009. Today, the question is, what will happen in the housing market? Our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon, joins us. Bob, what do you have for us?
I've been reading a lot of quotes from a lot of different experts, and nobody seems to be able to agree on what's going to happen. In fact, it might be more reliable to consult with my magic eight ball here. Let's see what it says. Ask again later.
That doesn't help very much.
It doesn't. But the experts say, and this is a little bit more studied, the experts say that we're going to have a very long, very slow, but steady recovery, perhaps starting sometime around the middle of 2009.
What is the turnaround going to depend on?
Well, there are two key factors here. First of all, jobs. If you don't have a job, you're not going to buy a home, and the pool of prospective buyers is going to shrink if more and more people are losing their jobs. The other is the availability of mortgages, the level of lending that the banks are going to offer. So far, we know that hasn't been good.
But in terms of what's available with credit and loans, I mean, we hear so many different things. What is the real situation out there?
The easiest loans to get in the coming year are probably going to be FHA, Federal Housing Administration loans, or VA, Veterans Affairs loans. The down payment required for those is around 3.5% or even less in some cases, and a first-time buyer isn't going to have to worry so much about their credit score. There are also conventional loans out there, although it does help to have a very good credit score to qualify, and you can expect to scrape up around as much as 20% for a down payment. The National Association of Realtors just the other day, though, issued a statement pressing the government to free up even more credit. They say, yes, there are loans out there to be had, but there are interested buyers that are still facing a lot of roadblocks.
And what about interest rates? We saw that they've been dropping to levels we haven't seen in about four decades. How might that possibly open things up?
That's really the big hope here with home builders, with lenders, that mortgage rates are going to stay low. If they do, that is going to help the housing market in the year ahead, because it will make buying a home a lot more attractive. So the Federal Reserve is going to be doing all it can to keep those rates low.
All right, our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon. Thanks.
Thanks, Scott.
Feel free to share your thoughts and predictions with us at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening. And from all of us at Marketplace, Happy New Year.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.